AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Et il nous faut aujourd'hui rien exclure.
The French Prime Minister is warning that Islamic extremists who killed 129 people in Paris last week might try to use chemical or biological weapons at some point. Now we are learning that the Islamic State group is aggressively trying to get chemical weapons, and it has help from scientists in Iraq, Syria, and elsewhere in the region. This is according to U.S. and Iraqi intelligence officials. Meanwhile, we got word this morning that the suspected mastermind of the Paris attacks was killed a day ago, along with his cousin, in a fierce police raid on a suburban Paris apartment. AP correspondent Thomas Adamson is in Paris.
The Paris prosecutor has said that Abdelhamid Aboud has been killed in the Wednesday morning police raid. The prosecutor's office said that the suspected mastermind's body was found in an apartment building in the Saint-Denis suburb of Paris. It said that the body was identified based on what it called skin samples.
Belgian authorities say they have detained 9 people linked to the Paris attacks in raids in and around Brussels. This morning, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is laying out her strategy for defeating the Islamic State group.
Airstrikes will have to be combined with ground forces actually taking back more territory from ISIS.
But she says the U.S. should only support the efforts of nations in that region. The goal, she says, is to destroy the Islamic State group.
ISIS is demonstrating new ambition, reach, and capabilities. We have to break the group's momentum, and then it's back.
Hillary Clinton speaking in New York. Rival Bernie Sanders is also speaking about this issue today in Washington. This is AP Radio News. The FDA has cleared a new version of a heroin antidote drug. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports from Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved an easy-to-use version of a life-saving drug that reverses heroin and prescription painkiller overdoses. The reformulated drug, sold as Narcan, comes as a nasal spray and should help first responders, police, and others deliver the antidote in emergency situations. Known generically as naloxone, the drug reverses the effects of opioids, drugs that include legal painkillers such as oxycodone and illegal narcotics such as heroin. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
The FDA has now approved genetically modified salmon, the first such altered animal allowed for human consumption in the U.S. The FDA says the fish is safe to eat. The government reports that fewer of us sought unemployment aid last week, proof that companies feel good enough about the economy to hold on to their workers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.